And miracle number two in our midst is Pastor Gary. But we need an update, Pastor Gary. You just said you didn't need a microphone, so that means he's feeling a lot better.
I'm stronger today.
I see.
I am stronger. And a lot of my back was beat off my last time. How's this? I am stronger, doing better, feeling fine. And what else should I say? I'll do anything Dan doesn't give you permission.
Fresh Expression. We know about Fresh Expressions. Anybody want to say anything about that tonight? Go up, Shannon, here. Resurrections.
Sarah kind of let me charge the resurrections for this time. So I just wanted to remind you that resurrections will be serving lunch to anyone downtown who shows up.
Thank you.
Please stand. We're gathered in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of heaven and earth, you come in close and make us yours. Equip us by your Spirit to confess our sin, embrace your forgiveness, and seek the way you set before us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
With honesty of heart, let us confess our sin. Merciful God, forgive us. Jesus to heal us and set us free. In God's mercy, you are forgiven. In God's love, you have life.
Thank you.
Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Love, you draw us to yourself, and in mercy you receive our prayers. Strengthen us to bring us forth the fruit of the Spirit, that through life and death we may live in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
It's time for our children's message. That's cool. But the choir is about ready. You all know when somebody does that, right? What does that stand for? The choir might be ready to do that. Let's see, you know how to do it? Yeah, there they are. Yeah, you all did it with your right hand this time. That's good. Loser. How many times are people called losers? Can't do anything. You don't amount to anything. You'll never amount to anything. Loser. Something cool happens. President of your congregation is used to leadership and the spontaneity thing. So, hold this, Kathy. Just hold it so everybody can see it. You can make an L if you want to, with a pencil. You can make an L with a pencil if you want to, or a pen on a piece of paper there. And then watch what happens. Losers in Jesus become winners. You can make another L and put it right there. Hold it up high a little bit. I did it. See what happens? What is that?
Cross.
Yeah. Jesus makes those who are called losers, who just can't meet everybody's wants and needs and expectations, into winners. The Feast of Victory we carry with us in our hearts, and we celebrate. What a joy, from losers to winners in Christ. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your victory for us, for turning the world upside down and showing us what winning looks like. Amen. Thanks, Kat. Thanks, Mark.
A reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke. though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Hebrews. Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by the one who said to him, You are my son, today I have begotten you. As he says also in another place, You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we seek to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it's for this reason that I've come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I'm lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you.
Today, finders, keepers, losers, weepers, really. Look what God is doing to us, for us, and in us, in spite of us. That's it. The text today point us to see, to look at what God is doing to us, for us, in us, in spite of us. Finders, keepers. In Jeremiah, amazing time. Leading citizens and religious and political leaders and economic business leaders from Jerusalem were second generation captives, 500 miles from home, from Jerusalem, in Babylon. Jerusalem and that area of Israel was completely, utterly destroyed by Saddam Hussein's hero, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. So that's the Iraq area. And that's where they were. And many of them had blamed their ancestors, you know, their grandparents and great-grandparents for their sins, worshiping other gods and kind of phony, fake religion, putting on a good show for the priests, but not really obeying and listening. The religion wasn't of the heart. They probably heard the same criticism we hear of Christians. What's the main reason or the main criticism people have of Christians? One word. What do you think that is? You can say it louder. Hypocrites. Yeah. Hypocrites. Yeah, they say one thing and they do another, and hypocrites. One thing about us, we say one thing and do another often. We know it, and we confess it, and we walk by a baptismal font every Sunday morning at least, and we wash our face every day, I hope, and we remember the baptism that washes away that hypocrisy and allows us to confess and daily die and rise. They didn't quite get that, so God had to do something. God had to
find them again. See, we're never lost. It feels like it. God never loses us. God always finds us, no matter where we are. No matter what whining and whimpering and complaining we are, no matter how far away from home we are, no matter how much our heart hungers and yearns for joy, God finds us. I wonder if there's anybody here who hasn't ever felt lost and hopeless. You know, one of the most common dreams everybody has? Being lost. You can't get to your desk at school in time, your locker won't open, you can't find your books, you can't find your way home, you can't find the password for your computer, you can't find, you're lost, you're lost deep inside. God is distant. Maybe God is lost. We've all felt that way, I think, I hope. But God finds. And you know what else God does? God keeps. That's what God's doing to us, for us, with us, in us, in spite of us. God finds us and keeps us no matter where we are, no matter what we do, no matter how we are. You know that word keep in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament? That means hug. That means embrace. That means outstretched arms of the Father to the Son, outstretched arms of Jesus on the cross, outstretched arms to embrace and protect. God holds on. Finders, keepers. God says that every time you pass that baptismal font, every time you sit in the Sunday school class and look at each other, every time you hold a baby. Finders, keepers. Every time you taste the presence of God. Finders, keepers. What a glorious thing. And if you notice, in that gospel lesson, you see glory, glorious, glorified, how many times? Four times there, and Lucy read in the epistle lesson, the second lesson, in that unbelievably hard passage to understand, it's glorified in there too. And you remember, glory means, I love you, and this is how much, the cross, glorified. So what about this loser weeper stuff? That's actually pretty good. That's actually pretty good. Why is that? Well, first, Jesus might have been called a loser because there were so many people, so many Jews in those days who thought that the Messiah, the Son of Man, was going to, we've talked about this, going to come down on a great white horse, remember, with a sword in his mouth, an angel army, and drive out the Romans and make the kingdom of David again renewed. And how many false messiahs said the same thing and believed the same thing for years? Every Passover, the main road into Jerusalem for pilgrims was lined by the Romans with false messiahs on crosses who had tried to stir up rebellions. Loser? Jesus? No. What else? Losers. Sometimes we think about a loser as someone who does not meet the expectations of their parents or their pastors or their teachers or their coaches. Someone who just seems to fail no matter what. But what does Jesus do with those feelings? Because sometimes those feelings stop us from being the person that God created us to be. What God does, what Jesus does with that loser image is what? Kathy showed you. Turns it upside down and makes that loser a winner. Because God finds and keeps. Jesus turns that idea of losing into winning. Even better than the University of Maryland at Baltimore County defeated Virginia. So who else lost in this passage here? I don't mean you in the brackets. I mean, who else lost in this gospel lesson? There's one little teeny verse that often gets ignored here, and this is what happens to the ruler of this world. We could call it Satan, call him the devil, Beelzebub, the ruler of this world. What happens there? With Jesus' glorification, the cross, resurrection, the ruler of this world is cast down. That's more than a 16th seed defeating a number one seed. That means defeating the expectations of the world, that always bad things happen to good people. No matter where I go, things go wrong. No matter what I do, nobody cares. Nobody understands. The ruler of this world is cast down. Why? Because Jesus is lifted up. That's amazing. So where do the weeping, where's the weeping come in? The weeping comes in partly in the anthem we just heard in Psalm 51. The weeping comes from us because of the awesome sense of forgiveness and second chances and opportunities and love that Jesus gives us for us, in spite of us. Boy, if that doesn't make you cry, I don't know what will. That's pretty good news. Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Church of Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son.
Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let's pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God and Father, we give you praise for your continuing ongoing creation, for the budding plants and trees and flowers and grasses, for the allergy medicine that helps us to enjoy them. We thank you for finding us when we go astray, when we lose our will to go on, when we wander off to see where demons dwell. We thank you for keeping us, grasping us, holding us in your arms no matter what. We thank you for your glorious, awesome victory. We thank you for making us losers into winners. We thank you for your grace and mercy that splashes and feeds us every single day. Lord, in your mercy, stir up in us, O God, a renewing awareness of the suffering and sadness and despair and grieving of those in our community and in our world. Open us to opportunities to see with new eyes, to serve with new hands, and to share with new hearts just what your awesome presence and guidance looks like and feels like. Lord, in your mercy, O Spirit of God, give us an excitement and an energy to see what it looks like and feels like to be included, found, welcomed, accepted, forgiven, right here at Redeemer. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Jesus, there are those among us and in our communities that are experiencing grief or illness, body, or mind, or spirit. We name them in our hearts before you. Come into their presence. Help them to see your wondrous cross of healing and power. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Thank you.
us pray. Merciful God,
receive the sacrifice of our praise and thanksgiving and the offering of our lives, that following in the way of the cross, we may know the joy of the resurrection. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. You call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so, with the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, with the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God, our living water and our merciful guide, we bless and magnify you. You led your people Israel through the desert and joined us in our desert, pointing out your life and pouring it out for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life, death, and resurrection, we await your salvation for all this thirsty world. Pour out your Spirit upon this food, this holy food, and on all those who are baptized, gathered here for this feast. Wash away our sin, that we may be revived for our journey by the love of Christ. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Compassionate God, you have fed us with the bread of heaven. Sustain us in our Lenten pilgrimage. May our fasting be hunger for justice, our alms a making of peace, and our prayer the song of grateful hearts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Thank you.
to quote from my mind.
That's for us first. Right. That is a first.
Whoa, whoa. Got that. I know.
Yeah, I'm curious.
She said they were using it tonight for fresh expressions, and there was not a pastor, so it's already so consecrated.
Good.
So I thought, well, what do we do with the bread?
Makes sense.
I guess leave it long, too? I don't know.
We'll wait for the directions.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. I don't think I'm following this right. I'll do it back then. Don't pour out the wine.
Yeah, leave everything.
Oh.
Leave the flagon here, leave the bread here, because it's consecrated and we're going to use it tonight.
Okay.
Okay, well, I was telling them before they got busy working. So just leave everything right where it is.
Oh, okay.
Everything right where it is. Hey, Wendy, are you feeling better today?
Much better.
You kind of scared. You kind of scared us Wednesday night. Oh, Thursday morning.
All we need up here is a chalice and bread.
Okay, not the flagon?
No.
Okay.
It's all in the chalice because all you need is the chalice and the bread.
Okay, everything. Okay, good. I'm gonna move and let Martha take care.
Martha, I was gonna tell you, I'm coming tonight, so if you don't want to leave the bread out now, I can put it out if you just leave it beside.
Well, I'm coming tonight.
Okay, then
can you do Easter Sunday?
No.
Okay, all right.
Well, I might could, but I got family here.
That's right. Okay, Diane said she could.
Oh,
okay.
I thought it was running a little low.
This one's a little low too. I thought I'd take them back there and check them.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well,
we wait
I'm not
for the rest.
And do we got enough people here.
That goes back in yonder. And this goes back. Don't touch the wafers.
So those go back.
Yeah, this all, we'll just pull it all back in the kitchen. And then we'll put it back in here.
We're going to cover it back up.
Yeah, we're going to do it all over again.
I'm going to put it up there. So we can cover it. Do we need these other things? If you just leave
them
back?
No, we'll start all over again.
Thank you.
Amen.